I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We're going to head out on the SDCCU fan hotline. Longtime friend, as good as there is when it comes to talking about the NFL draft from Our Lads Draft Guide, Dan Shonka joins me this morning on 97.3 The Fan. Dan, we're getting down to the brass tacks. This draft coming up a week from Thursday.
Absolutely, Coach. It's we've been working on our guide and studying these guys for about a year, and we'll be anxious to see where they go.
Well, I got my draft guide on Saturday, and I got to tell you, I don't know how you guys continue to outdo yourself year after year after year. This guide, I think for any of us draft nicks and people even in the NFL, and I know a lot of them have them on their desk right now, this is as good as you've ever put out and probably better. It seems like it's a lot thicker this year.
Well, we increased it by 20 pages a few years ago, and some of our reports this year, I don't know if you remember last year's Baker Mayfield report was three quarters of a page, I guess, and same way with Barkley. So with those two guys out of the draft this year, we got a few more guys in the book.
All right, Dan, we got a lot to talk about here in segment. First of all, what's your gut feeling right now as we sit, you know, on a Tuesday and we've got, 9 days before the draft? Are there going to be a lot of movement, guys going from up top to trade down and guys down below wanting to trade up?
Coach, I think there will be. I think there's going to be a lot of movement because if you ask, you know, 8 different general managers who their top players or who their top 10 are, it's going to be a potpourri. I mean, it's going to be a mixture of some, you know, people that are, you know, the defensive line and, you know, it's going to be up there for everybody. But, I mean, the other positions, I mean, there's, you know, no great left tackle. There's no great corner. You know, the quarterbacks, hey, you got the two best ones are 2 1-year guys. So, I mean, it's just, you know, really the whole first round is just, I mean, I don't want to say it's a mess because there's good players, but it's tough to navigate.
All right. In Our Lads Draft Guide, you guys have ranked Dwayne Haskins, the young quarterback coming out of Ohio State, over Kyler Murray of Oklahoma. Explain that.
Well, first of all, I think that Haskins, studying him throughout the year as a pro-style quarterback, he was clearly ahead of he's clearly ahead of Kyler Murray, but you know, Murray is a definite system guy. You know, I think that Haskins is being at 6'3", you know, 235 pounds, very accurate. He throws the ball in the tight windows. And despite what, you know, the layman thinks, Kyler Murray does not throw the ball in the tight windows. I don't know if anybody's ever watched him over 8 films like we have, but, very rarely does he ever throw the ball into a tight window. And as you know, Coach, in the NFL, you're throwing through tight windows all the time. And Murray, when he throws into a tight window, it's usually with 2 or 3 defensive backs around there, and he hopes his receiver can outleap him to make a catch. So I think there's a lot of things that and of course, you know, I mean, Murray's size, he's a small bone guy. And I really question if he can make it through the first few games of a NFL game without being taken off in a stretcher.
Oh, boy, that'll be interesting because, you know, when he declared for the draft and said he was going to leave baseball, it seemed like everybody was, like, infatuated with this guy. And I'll be honest, Dan, I'm kind of like you. I'm not convinced this guy is going to be a long-term quarterback in the NFL.
No, I don't think that's going to happen. We have them, I think, our 10th or 11th player down there. And Haskins going the other direction there. I mean, Haskins is a guy who's got better and better every week. And the people that don't like Haskins, they'll throw on the first half of the Penn State game and say, well, look at all the problem he had there. Well, you know what? Go look at what he did the last four games. And he also came back to that Penn State game to win it for him. So a lot of times, you know, his center, Michael Jordan, who's going to go in the draft probably in the third or fourth round, he was playing center this year. He's 6'7", and about 320. He'd roll the ball back to him. I mean, it was just like he didn't have a clean snap. And Haskins, he'd just pick it up like a shortstop and throw the ball right on target. So he's a very poised guy in the pocket, too. Very intelligent, hardworking. And I just think that it's really all I had for Haskins. And if I was a Giants, I'd grab him at 6 and head on down the road.
Dan Shanka from Our Labs Draft Guy joining us this morning on 97.3 The Fan. Dan, how deep is this quarterback crew this year? Could you see another quarterback or two slipping in maybe late first round?
Well, in our opinion, no. But in some teams that are ready to panic and, you know, they're dying for a quarterback, I could see, you know, some guys. And actually, our third quarterback is Finley from North Carolina State. And not a lot of people are talking about him. And yet he's a super consistent guy, very accurate, doesn't make mistakes. And, Coach, last time I checked, you win football games by avoid losing them, and Finley doesn't make mistakes to get you beat. And through very few interceptions over his career, he's actually a six-year guy because he was injured and got a medical, and he's got a couple of degrees already. He's a real smart guy. But, you know, he throws the ball down the field. It's not just dink and dunk stuff like, you know, Jones does and Locke. He doesn't know where the ball's going when he cuts it loose. I mean, he has no idea. So but everybody seems to get jacked up over that. One thing I will say for Locke, though, he did at least play 4 years, so he's got some experience. But I could see, you know, some teams squeezing, you know, Locke or Jones, you know, maybe Finley in the bottom of one. But really, you got two first-round guys, in our opinion, and then you got three second-round guys in Finley, Jones, and Locke.
Hey, Dan, I look at the running back position, and I think some, you know, good running backs. I don't know about great running backs this year.
No, there isn't, Coach. In fact, it's most of these guys will be supportive backs, I call them. They wouldn't be a feature guy, but they'll fit into a rotation real nice. And, of course, Damien Harris is our guy from Alabama, whereas most people think Josh Jacobs is the guy. And but we know one thing, Harris can carry the load, and he did for 3 years at Alabama. And Jacobs, he looks good in a, you know, those change of pace backs really look good when you move from a power back and then you bring a change of pace guy in like Jacobs. All of a sudden, oh, he looks, you know, he looks great, but he hasn't taken the pounding and stuff that Harris has, keeps on ticking, and he's done it for 3 years. So that's why we have Harris up there. But one thing, Coach, there's a lot of guys like in that, say, third, fourth, fifth round area that are going to be, I think, very good backs in the league, but they're not going to be able to really carry the load, with the exception of maybe David Montgomery out of Iowa State. He's used to carrying the ball, you know, 25 to 27 times a game. A guy that breaks a lot of tackles, not a breakaway home run guy, but he's that what I call a 3- and 4-yard back, which, you know, he'll get 3.4 yards, 3.4 yards, 3.4 yards first down. You know what I mean? That kind of guy.
Dan Shanka from Our Labs Draft Guy joining Coach John Cantara this morning on 97.3 The Fan. I know the fullback position has become almost extinct at all levels of football, but is there one or two fullbacks that could hear their name called early in the draft?
Yeah, Coach. One guy that's listed a lot at quarterback, at tight end, is Wesco from West Virginia. He's about a 270-pound utility back. He can line up at fullback, wing back, line up attached as a tight end. And, I mean, he'll light you up now. He's a tremendous blocker. He's got really good hands. And then Ingold from Wisconsin, and as fans know, Wisconsin sticks out, you know, puts out a lot of fullbacks every year, and they've got a lot in the league. So Ingold from Wisconsin would be our second fullback. And those are the only, I think, main two guys that, you know, have really a good chance.
Dan, how deep is the wide receiver crew this year?
Very deep, but not, again, not at the top. The top end is, you know, hey, you talk to five different people, and they got five different number one wide receivers. But I think from the second round through the fifth round, you've really got some good football players out there, and Ohio State's going to contribute a bunch of them, but you've got the big wide receivers that, you know, can be out there as your wide guys. You got your slot guys. You've got your intermediate type guys like Isabella from Massachusetts, who's quick in and out of his breaks. The huge guys like Hakeem Butler from Iowa State, big target, can catch you know, the tough ones and then drop all the easy ones. That's his jam there. But Harry from Arizona State, really a good football player there. Arcadia Whiteside from Stanford, more of a possession guy, but boy, he knows how to box out and win those 50-50 balls. So I think there's, you know, and then, of course, you got Marquise Brown from Oklahoma, who really has great acceleration, and when he catches the ball, he's gone, but he hadn't been able to work out this spring because he's recovering from foot surgery. But, yeah, that's a guy that's a legit 4.3-something guy, and when he gets it, he's got a great chance of taking it to the house.
Hey, Dan, I wanted to ask you just here about Arizona. Arizona is going to take Kyler Murray and try to trade Rosen?
Well, I think it'd be a major mistake, Coach. I really don't know. I don't know if they know 100% what they're going to do yet because, you know, Murray is a system guy. Now, you know, look at, okay, if they don't take Murray, where is he going to go? You know, he's going to slide right down the elevator shaft, and he might stop at Cincinnati. But, you know, it just depends if, there's so many things that if they don't take him, they ought to take, in my mind, Rosen, they got to take Bosa because they're going to see Bosa twice a year against San Francisco, you know, so they better have somebody to block Bosa or else draft him, and they can stick him up and be a pass rush because they need him in the worst way. They've got Rosen, who I think is an outstanding quarterback, and all these teams that are kind of hemming and hawing around right now, they're the same ones that had him as a top 10 pick a year ago, and he's got a year of experience under his belt, and he answers the bell this past football season with, hey, he showed toughness, and he looked right down the gun barrel numerous times when they're coming right at him, and he'd throw that ball, and he'd take the hit, and he'd bounce up, and he showed durability, and that was another question people had about him coming out. Well, he answered all those questions, Coach, and I think that he's a tremendous quarterback, and if I was the Giants, I mean, I'd give 17. I'd just give them 17 and head on down the road if they want to trade him.
Hey, Dan, in our lad's draft guy, you guys got Arizona taking Bosa, but you got San Francisco taking Josh Allen. And I was saying earlier to my listening audience that I think Josh Allen is as good a football player as there is in this draft.
Yeah, there's no question about it, Coach. He's your multiple-purpose guy and kind of a throwback because, you know, he's almost 6'5". He's 260-some pounds. He runs in the 4.6s. He can rush the passer. He can play the run. He can drop into coverage. And he's just a tremendous weapon for a team. And I think we've only seen it's just a scratch in the surface of what this guy can really be. He's an outstanding football player. And, they couldn't block him in the SEC, which is about as close as you're going to get to the NFL before you get in the NFL. And so I think, you know, yeah, there's no question about it. He's one of the top three or four players in this draft.
Well, Dan, I'll tell you, I think it'll be interesting. I don't think the draft is as deep as it's been, but at the top of the board, there's some awful good football players, though.
No, absolutely there are, and those guys are going to get gobbled up quickly, though, Coach.
Hey, Dan, as always, thanks for the time. And before I let you get out of here, tell the fans up and down the West Coast this morning how they can get Our Lad's Draft Guide and get it in time for a week from Thursday.
Well, all they have to do, Coach, is go to our website at ourlads.com, and they can order online or give us a phone call at 1-800-PRO-DRAFT, and the guide will go out today, and they'll have it in plenty of time for to enjoy it during the draft.
All righty, Dan. Hey, as always, my friend, thanks for the time, and thanks for the draft guide, too, man. Like I said, they keep getting bigger and better each and every year.
Great, Coach. Thanks a million. I appreciate being with you. Thank you.
There you go. Dan Shonka from Our Lad's Draft Guide. Again, the NFL draft a week from Thursday. Dan joining us on the SDCCU fan hotline. And want to remind everyone, you can nominate SDCCU Best Credit Union in the Union Tribune Readers Poll daily at SDCCU.com/nominate. San Diego County Credit Union, it's not big banking, it's better.